Yes.
Well, we've identified Babylon.
Kagahapon, i-istudyuhan nato unsa ang mga butanga ipahat sa mga butanga ni maayong sa tubangan sa Dios ni gipahat sa.
We've identified the mother.
Atong na istudyuhan kanang atong inahan sa mga Babylonia.
And
katong inahan sa babae ng bigaon.
The mother of harlots is a church.
Kung mag-istot ka rin yan, mag-asulti ka rin o babae, no? Simbahan na iyan kung ipasabogana.
Whenever you find a woman in Scripture, she is referring to a church.
Kung makita natin din ha, maayo man ka babae o hindi, nag-representar o nag-asulti ka na mahitungod sa simbahan.
Rachel, Hannah, Elizabeth, barren women represent a church. Sarah. And it's a church that is going to bring forth a man child.
Kana siya ni pang atong mahinalang simbahan nga mo kadala siya o bata nga iya ang maganap kung siya bata.
So let us identify some of the traits of this Babylon.
Ato karong tunan ang mga butanga na ibutang din ha sa Babylonia nga gusto niya ibaligya o ihatag sa katawan.
Do you know what the word Babylon means? Confusion. In particular, confusion of language. Confusion of words, confusion of language.
Kalibog sa mga pulong, kalibog sa istoryahan, ano siya ang gitawag na Babylon o Babylonia.
So we talked about the history of it, where it goes back to Nimrod.
Atong subiyon pag lataw ang nahitabo dito sa tiyabot ni Nimrod.
So let us identify some of the traits of this system.
Atong karong istudyuhan o ratong sabton unsa ang mga butanga naa niini nga mao nga
She practices priestcraft.
Priestcraft.
It's the practice of priesthood.
Ay magpapari-pari sila no tanan niya ipapari-pari kay kurong
alindot pagodpari
sa ulan.
It's what her priests do.
Unsay sulod nila, unsay dihimo sa pari, sulod po na nila, mao na ilahang ginahimo.
Now we know that the practice of priestcraft is contrary to the word of God.
Ako may baluhan na ang magahimo niini usa kini siya kadako kaayo nga dako kaayo kalainan unsa ang buti pasabot sa pulong sa Ginoo.
And I'm going to give you three scriptures that you can write down.
Atong tanaw ang tulo ka mga bahin kasulatan nga pwede na itong isulat.
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
Sa 1 Pedro kapitulo 2 versikulo 5
says, "Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ."
Kamusta sama sa buhi ng mga bato? Natulog na usa ang espirituhan balay aron mohalan og espirituhanan ng mga sakripisyo, ikahinaog sa Dios pinaagi ni Kristo Jesus.
And verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Apan kamo sa kapinili nga kaliwatan o sa kalagian, pagkatari o sa kabalahan ni Naso, o sa katalasaon na katawahan, aron na kamo magpakita sa mga kabday, iya kinsa na daw ang ganinibigan sa pagkikilat o sa iyang katingalahan na kahayo.
Now, God says to us that we are a priesthood.
Ang Ginoo klaro nagasulti sa matapos ka nato mananagat sa tubig ng Diyos na kita mga harianon ng mga pari.
That means insofar as your relationship to God, you do not need another representative. Now let me give you two more scriptures that you can write down from the New Testament to show you that the old order of the old priesthood has been fulfilled and done away with. So you can write down, we won't have time to read them, Hebrews 8, 1 through 6. This whole section of Hebrews talks about this old order of priesthood that has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and he has given us the privilege of coming to him only, the high priest.
Mga pari, sa daan na tugon, dito man na kini o nagkumplito na kini sa diha ni Kristo Jesus.
And then you can look in Acts chapter 20.
Ang isa po din ang bahin sa Buhat kapitulo 20.
In particular, verse 17, 28, and 29.
Diha sa versikulo 17, 28.
This is where Paul is saying that there is a plurality of elders that should be in the churches.
Si Pablo nagsulat din nga sa iglesia ang naa diha ang kadaghanan ng mga hakto nga nagapangalaga sa Ginoo.
And the elders are the overseers and the shepherds.
Ang mga hakto nga mga tao nga naa diha sa bawat iglesia, siya ang responsibilidad sa pagbantay, isip usa ka pagbantay ni ana nga mao nga dapit.
They're not called priests.
Dili ingon nga tawon sila o mga pader o pa.
Amen. Okay, so what is a priest?
Kay unsa man diha ay dili pare?
What is a priest? What is the business of a priest? Any priest. A Hindu priest. An old order Jewish priest. Or a church priest. A priest is a mediator. What is a mediator? A mediator is a go-between. Somebody that goes between this party and this party.
Mm-hmm. iya kinisiyon dalang atos pagpaluto sa salain ng bahay.
If you're having trouble in your business, the law might suggest that you have a mediator, and a lawyer might be the mediator to go between this party and this party and represent and work something out. So in the religion, the mediator is a go between man and God.
Mga kung dili ta sa religyoso sa religyon kapahin, usang kini sa katao kaya itawag natin pataniwala nga mo tindog siya gikan ni tawag na iyang dalhon nga mo tindog siya unya iyang inang ipresentar nga kagiro.
Now this false church religion would have you to believe that you need a mediator to talk to God. That you need a mediator to have your sins forgiven.
Na tulungan kaniya nga kinahanglan kung gusto kang pasaylo sa imong kasalanan, kinahanglan ka sa pari aron ka ma pasaylo.
And in the Roman Catholic Church, you go to the priest, you confess your sin.
Na sa pagtulong ng kaniya tumaisoon nga kung gusto kang pasaylo sa imong kasalanan, mo ka dito sa pari, mo na mag-umpisal.
And he tells you works that you should do. You should say Hail Mary and you should do this. And you should count your little rosary beads, you know. So again, let me take you to some verses in the Bible. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8 again. Hebrews, James, Peter, John. Okay, Hebrews chapter 8.
Hebrews chapter 8.
Verse 6.
Versículo 6.
But now hath he ordained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promises.
Pinaagi sa unsa nga unsang nagandong usap siya mao ang ipataniwala sa usa ka mas maayo nga mga pagigsabor nga gitugod diha sa mas maayo nga mga pagsaad.
So Hebrews makes it very clear that Jesus is the only high priest that we ever need to go to.
Mao na klaro kayo nga itong ibasa na si Jesucristo yun ang aayahan o siya yun ang pinakainsakto ng tao pari na makapatiliwala ka na ito sa Diyos.
He fulfilled and he is better than all the old order of priesthood.
Iyang ituman o iyang ituman ang maong kaakuhan. Gani siya ang pinakadindot kayo, wala na ilain pa ang itugyaan. Wala na ilain pa nga ihatagan ni ini.
So, we do not need another mediator. Look in chapter 9, verse 15.
Pagdayon ta sa orang niya po ng libro, kapitulo 9, versikulo 15.
For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. Just the first part. For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. The New Testament. What is a testament? What is a testament? If you go to a lawyer and say, I want to write my will, he will say, this is your last will and testament. So this is God's New Testament. Amen. Okay, there's a verse in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:5. First Timothy 2:5, I think we're looking for. Where's two? Oh, here we are, two. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now, if I had a chance, this verse is absolutely clear. And if I had a chance today to talk to my priest in the airplane with me, I would ask him, priest, what are you going to do with this verse in Timothy? One God, one mediator between God and men. What kind of tradition are you going to tell me has superseded this word? You say, oh, that's only Roman Catholic Church. You know what? That can be in our Protestant churches too. Not the same way. But what we the people, the laymen, have allowed the pastors to do is we say, you hear from God and tell us what God says, and we don't need to hear from God. So you see, part of priestcraft they say they have the right to interpret the Bible. In fact, they say they have the exclusive right to interpret the Bible. They are the only ones who have the right.
No, ikaw ang gidana ay kagahuman nga paghimo kanaw niya.
So if you go to the priest with this verse that I just gave you in Timothy, he would say to you, you don't understand. You don't know the meaning of that verse. Only we who have been trained can understand the meaning of this. Well, come on, brethren. I can read it in Greek. I can read it in English or any other language. It says and it means the same thing. And any other meaning, any other thing you add, anything that you take away from that, you are twisting it. It is no longer the Word of God. Yes, amen. I was thinking of an example. Oh, I know what it is. Okay. Here's an example of how they change the Word of God in their new versions, and you might never notice the change. And in my Bible, it says that Mary brought forth her firstborn son.
Ang Biblia nagasulti nga si Maria, o siya ang nagdala sa siya ang nagpuno sa primero na yung anak na lalaki.
Now, in one of the versions, it removes the word firstborn.
Sa lain nga mga istorya ng inyo, sa lain nga testamento, sa lain nga puro sino, ilang ikuha kanto itawang na primerong anak.
You see, it is still true that Mary brought forth her son.
Sino po ba yung hapo, no? Isa ni Maria na nanganak siya o bata na laki.
But the Bible says firstborn son.
Pero ang Biblia, naging uli ang primerong anak na lalaki. Ang primero lang ikuha.
Which implies that she had other children.
Nabuti pa sa buti ni nga si Maria na siya daghan pang mga o na may lain ng mga anak.
But you see, they don't want you to believe that she had other children after Jesus.
Kaya gusto mo nilang taguan ang pagtulon ang si Maria para hindi ka mutuo nga
because they want to make her a virgin mother of God. See, their reasoning is, well, she's the mother of Jesus.
Ang mga argumento ni ini, no? Siya inahan yun ni Jesus.
Jesus is God.
Unya si Jesus, Ginoo.
So she's the mother of God.
Sa ano pa? Siya ang anak, siya ang inahan, anak sa Ginoo.
And if she's the mother of God, she's without sin.
Kung siya inahan na lang sa Diyos, nawa siya sa tao.
But that's not the way it was. She was not the mother of God. She was the mother of Jesus the Christ. The Creator God Almighty did not have a human mother.
Tumor kay anak lama dapat magbubuna ng Dios labaw ko ng kahon. Wala kit siya magsinati unsang inahan
uraman. It does not say she was in the beginning, she was God, she was with God. It does not say that about her. And so they make Mary also to be a mediator. We'll get into that. Okay, so they have another privilege, which we talked about yesterday. To offer the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus, blood and flesh. This is another claim, this is another trait of the practice of priestcraft. While we're in the book of Hebrews, listen, I tell you, this harlot church must absolutely hate the book of Hebrews. I am sure that they do not want the book of Hebrews anywhere in their Bible. Look at Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Now keep that verse in mind also, because they say there is another alternative after you die. Maybe you get another chance. The Bible tells us very clearly that the judgment of hell is eternal.
Claro,
the Word of God tells us that it is forever.
Ang tulong sa Diyos, klaro nakatugaran niya, wala tagit siya katapusan.
And there are people who are preaching a kingdom message very much like we are preaching. And they are preaching and saying, but no, God is so good, He'll give you another chance after you've been in hell for a while. It's called ultimate reconciliation. Don't believe it. Don't let any man tell you that. It is not any difference than the harlot system that says you'll go into purgatory and then maybe a priest can pray you out or pay money or burn candles or whatever. So, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Look in, if you need another witness, look in chapter 10, verse 12. For this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. That's verse 12 of chapter 10.
Apang inintawahan na humang siya nakahalat sa usang sagripisyo alang sa mga sala sa kahaturan, bilingkod sa toko makapot sa Diyos.
Write down verse 10, once for all. Once, in verse 10 also. Just he doesn't have to read the whole verse. Just once, the word once in verse 10 also. Verse 14, one offering forever. See, this is blasphemy. For a priest to say that he can change the bread into something other than bread. Amen. Let me just go a little bit further here. Because of this claim here, the exclusive right to the Word of God, you can take that and they'll give you a new battery. Oh, is it working? Okay. For this reason, for 1,500 years,
tungod na ang mga rason nga sa niya niabot ang 15,000,
this harlot system kept the Bible away from people.
Tungod din ang mga pagtulungan, bakit siya ay nakahigayon yung maayo sa
sa Biblia nato sa tao, kini nga ba ang Biblia na himong layo kaayo sa kamatao.
If you were found to have a Bible in your tongue, in your language, it was punishable by death.
Kung nato makaplagan ang mao nga Biblia sa kawali ko nato mapinulungan ang maangay, igunalan ang kahimuon na ikaw ngayon madelikado sa pagsiglog sa kamatayon.
And the brave men, the heroes of faith who dared to read the Bible and say, people must have this in their own tongue. Many, many, many of them gave their life. They were burned at the stake. Do you know what I mean by that? They were tied to a wooden stake.
Tied
ropes, feet, piles of wood piled around them and lit on fire until they died and they were consumed to ashes.
Pero wala kapangkusgan ng hapon sila ng kaingaw na kinahanglan na yun kapag pasangin pala ang kasulatan.
It wasn't just men who translated the Bible. It was women. It was young girls. It was young boys who refused to submit to that harlot.
Di lang kay kato mga tao na nagsulat sa dalang kasulatan kung dili bisan pa ang mga panahon, babae, lalaki, mga anak na dili kay pusunod di nga mao ang pagtulunan ilang ipagpatay o ilang ipagsulod.
Many of them, when they were taken to the stake to be burned, a Roman Catholic priest in his black robes would come to them with a wooden cross. Go ahead.
Bisan pa sa ilan ang ihimo ang mga eksuon na ilang kasunod ko nila ang mga tao na niwala nga mituon niya ang Kristo Jesus nagbasa sa Biblia unya mugawas na yung katong sa kapare ka nagsunod o ka nag ito ang sultana unya na ICI that ginala ng cross na ito ko sa.
There is the record of a little widow woman named Rankin. The priest came and held the cross and said, "Woman, kiss your Jesus and we'll forgive you." The woman said, "That is not my Jesus, that's a piece of wood." Put it in your fire and warm yourself up. Now, I'm serious. This is the way these priests tormented these people and tried to get them to change their mind. But they were brave and they went to their death for this word that we are preaching. The other thing that priestcraft did, is that she established a hierarchy. And Jesus talked about it in Matthew chapter 20.
Si Kinuistos, klaro na resulta nini niya sa Matthew Kapitulo 20.
James and John and their mother.
Si Santiago, si Juan, o magkato sa inyong halusap na inahan.
Good mother of James and John.
Maayong yung inahan ni Santiago o ni Juan.
She wanted the best for her sons.
Gusto rin siya na mapahiluta o maayong ang iyahang mga anak.
She wanted them on the right side and the left side of Jesus in his kingdom. Do you understand? They did not understand the kingdom of God. They thought that Jesus would be a king on a throne. Another throne here and another throne here. And there would be no more Romans. Amen. But that was not his kingdom. And what Jesus said to them, let's read it in Matthew 20. You've heard it before, it's not new to you. Oh my goodness, already? Well, let me finish this verse. Okay. In verse 25, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them.
Apat si Jesus pinawag kanila ng ato kaniya ang lingon. Kamu na iba nung ang mga prinsipi sa mga hintil na gahimo sa pagmando ng ibabaw kanila o sila mga mga dagko na gagamit o otoridad ng anha kanila.
Let's use a different color here.
Klaro pa yun?
Here we go.
Nagyo po na si Tuhan ang bawi. Pusar ko niya. Si Pastor ang may gamhanan.
The princes. Here's a prince, here's a prince, here's a prince. And they exercise authority over the people. Lots of people. And it says that the great ones exercise authority over them.
Nagklaro ng sulti rin ha, katong dako ha, katong dako nila, maoy gamando. Ang dako-dako may gamando. Maroon ka sundalo ba? Dako-dako may gamando.
What do you have? You have a pyramid system.
Naali ha, katong pyramid nga sistema.
You have the great one. You have the other princes. And you have the people. But you see, in the church, we have other names for these. Now, the mother of harlots, this fellow is called the Pope. And there's more than one layer. They have cardinals, they have bishops, they have priests,
they have
monsignors, and way down in the bottom is the people. Now, by the way, I didn't read that. The next verse says, but it shall not be so among you. But it shall not be this way among you. You meaning my church. You meaning in the kingdom of God. We'll get there in a minute. Amen. Now in the Protestant denominations, this one is called the General Superintendent. District Superintendents. Presbyter, Pastor. It doesn't matter. It's still the same thing. And it shall not be so among you. Okay.